Welcome back to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy for Tuesday evening, August 11th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Behind-the-meter power, why Texas data centers can't lean on the grid. In the latest episode of the Building Texas show, titled Why Texas Data Centers Must Build Their Own Power, Nash Whitney of Stella Power Company discusses the urgent need for behind-the-meter generation in Texas. With ERCOT reporting a significant increase in interconnection queue, large load power consumers like data centers are exploring on-site generation to meet demand. Listen to the full conversation on the challenges and solutions facing Texas data centers on all major podcast platforms.
Virginia moves to make data centers meet the cost of power system upgrades. Virginia is taking steps to ensure that data centers cover the costs of power system upgrades, addressing concerns from communities about rising electricity bills. This change in response to the rapid expansion of data centers could impact major tech companies like Microsoft Corp. It remains to be seen how they will react to this shift in state regulations. WWF calls for limiting the environmental cost of the energy transition. The Worldwide Fund for Nature, WWF, is urging for measures to limit the environmental costs of the global transition to renewable energy sources like solar and wind. Companies like Frontieras North America Inc. are exploring innovative ways to reduce emissions from heavy industries, such as mining. WWF's call comes as the journey towards a renewable energy-powered world faces challenges in minimizing its environmental impact.
Fuel cell buses and trucks drive growing demand for green hydrogen. Heavy-duty transportation sees increasing support for hydrogen fuel cell technology due to long driving ranges, quick refueling, and reliable operation. Entities like Max Power Mining Corp. are capitalizing on the rising demand for green hydrogen in the transport sector, creating new market opportunities.
How Chinese EVs are minimizing the adverse effects of the Hormuz closure. China's vast fleet of battery electric vehicles is helping to mitigate the impact of the Hormuz Strait closure on oil demand. With millions of electric cars on the road, companies like Massimo Group are also seeing increased sales. Green Car Stocks focuses on the EV and green energy sector, providing access to a wide network for effective communication strategies. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com.
Lahontan Gold Corp. leverages U.S. jurisdiction advantage as sovereign gold demand reshapes the market. The company's properties within the Walker Lane trend are all in the United States, highlighting the importance of the Calvada resource to the Santa Fe mine project. Gold's recent strength is driven by structural demand, making safe haven assets appealing to investors in 2026.
ESG breaks. Frontieras North America selects Yokogawa as main automation contractor for $850 million West Virginia facility. ESG Breaks reports that Frontieras North America has chosen Yokogawa Corporation of America as the main automation contractor for its $850 million FASS Form TM solid carbon fractionation facility in West Virginia. Yokogawa will handle automation, control systems, cybersecurity, and digital operations for the project, expected to create 2,000 construction jobs and 200 permanent positions. The facility, utilizing zero-waste technology, aims to produce fuels, hydrogen, solid fuel, and industrial chemicals.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.